All right, we are back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and our next guest is a founder of the BC Marijuana Party, the editor-in-chief of Cannabis Culture magazine. He will be in town this Saturday, May 3rd, for the 2008 Toronto Freedom Festival. Joining us on the phone today from Vancouver, British Columbia, is the Prince of Pot, Mr. Mark Emery. Hello, sir.
As it was for our 420 celebrations here in Vancouver.
Oh, sorry about that. You just got cut off, but now you're live on the air, Mr. Emery. Hello.
Wonderful. Well, I'm hoping the weather's as fine at the Global Marijuana March in Toronto as it was for our 420 celebration here in Vancouver. You know, we're particularly proud that we have the world's largest gathering on April 20th here in Vancouver. We had about 12,000 people, and that Toronto has the largest gathering in the world at the Global Marijuana March. They did last year, and we're hoping to exceed those numbers this year, but it looks like it might rain a little, so I'm a bit nervous.
Right, well, we're hoping for the best, and I'm very glad that you're free to be with us today on the Word of Mouth.
Well, I'm not as free as you think. You know, it's actually fairly complex for me to get to Toronto because I have to get permission from the court to leave British Columbia. Even though I'm not charged with anything in Canada, this extradition request in the United States has ended up putting these onerous conditions on me, so that I have to apply to a court every time to get permission to come out to Toronto or any place outside of British Columbia. That cost me about $500. So I'm hoping we can make the most of it, but I just want to remind your listeners, I'll be at Queen's Park from noon to 6 on Saturday, and I'll be at a variety of places afterwards. Vapor Central on Yonge Street from 7:30 to 10 on Saturday night. I'll be at the Hot Box Cafe 3 to 5 in the afternoon Sunday, and the Kindred Cafe from noon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at the Latvian Hall Sunday night at 8 o'clock watching the Puff Mama burlesque show there. So there's a lot of places we're trying to encourage the public to meet up with me and say hello and talk about the state of cannabis activism across Canada.
Definitely, and it's a great idea to check out the Freedom Festival in March this Saturday, May 3rd. We know that there's going to be music, speakers, and there will be thousands of people in Queen's Park North. But the thing is, a large majority of the people will be smoking marijuana, and there's always also a large police presence. I was just wondering, do you think that this festival almost represents a state of hypocrisy going on?
Well, the police are in an awkward bind. They're asked to enforce laws that aren't enforceable. I mean, they're not even respectable, so how can they be respected? So the police are typically the enemy of the cannabis culture because the police do the rounding up, the intimidating, the strip searching, the jailing, the arresting, and a lot of attitude by the police comes with that, and a lot of political propagandizing. The police are the leading cheerleaders for prohibition along with the politicians. So, you know, we have a lot in the cannabis community to be upset with the police about. But one thing they are pretty helpful with is large gatherings, because we will be marching over 20 blocks of downtown Toronto, and you need a large police presence to block off the roads and guide traffic and otherwise make sure people in their vehicles don't lose their temper because they're being inconvenienced temporarily. So I find that in Vancouver and in Toronto, the police have been almost exclusively helpful during these large gatherings. So this is the period where they're to be looked at as the people they should be, serving and protecting the public, making sure the safety is maintained while people exercise their democratic rights to assemble and rally and make their statements about prohibition known.
We're hoping for the Freedom Festival to continue every day of the year, but at least we have May 3rd. But what I wanted to get into is the fact of your extradition. One of the reasons that they say they want to imprison you is for your political beliefs, and because you've used some of the profits that you've made from seed sales to donate to political organizations and candidates?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, and far and wide, too, not just Canada and the United States, so millions went to those two countries, but to places like the Israeli Marijuana Party in their 2003 election, or for a peace conference in the December of 2005 in Jerusalem, or when we paid for, you know, ads for the New Zealand Marijuana Party to participate in the 1999 federal elections there. Or we used to pay for the Global Marijuana March posters all over the world in 6-7 languages and spent $25,000 a year on that. So there was a lot of activism that was financed by the money we received from those seed sales. And those seed sales were always just a fundraiser. The purpose was to raise money for the movement and build an infrastructure of media, of clubs, of associations, of political activist groups, of political parties. I had learned a lot from the feminist movement and the gay movement and the civil rights movement. And the key thing is you need an infrastructure to make your demands acceptable to the general public, and that means a media to promote our point of view, places to assemble, to so we can meet, media, songs, music, bands promoting our cultural lifestyle, political parties representing our lifestyle, so that we are basically mainstreaming ourselves as best as we can in a period of prohibition where what we are is essentially illegal and what we do is essentially illegal. And, you know, we're hunted down like animals every day all across the world. So, you know, we have a very unusual and difficult task.
Definitely. And, well, on this show, The Word of Mouth, one of the political scandals that we've been following trying to get as much info as we can on this has to do with former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and Karlheinz Schreiber. There's this whole lobbying affair. What I wanted to know from you, I wanted to ask, has this affair, I guess, has it rung true for you? Have you taken a Schreiber approach? Do you fund politics by giving people money in envelopes in hotel rooms and secret deals?
Never done that. We gave everybody money real openly. And no one ever turned it down. Of the $4 million we gave away, no one ever said, listen, I'm not down with this money you're giving us. You know, I don't approve of the way it was made. Everybody approved of the way it was made because everybody knew about it. I was very transparent. The way to avoid being presumed as being sinister is to make sure everybody can see what you're doing, how it's being done. I mean, I didn't live ostentatiously. We gave all the money away. We did a lot of good things. We had a drug addiction clinic in the city here that cost me $200,000, and it did great work. And we provided for Supreme Court challenges to make the pot laws, you know, void here in Canada. We gave money to ballot initiatives in Washington, D.C., Arizona, Colorado, Alaska, in the United States. We helped up, you know, movements everywhere. And, you know, if evil is done in the darkness and good is done in the open and clear. So this is what we're trying to tell people. Everything we do, we're proud of. You can see about it. You can read about it. You can see it yourself. You can test the truth of what I'm saying by testing the evidence. And, you know, we hope that that will win our story in the court of public opinion, even if the government is determined to extradite us. You know, the government of the United States is a very evil, evil entity, and it's done a terrible number of things in the last 8 years under George Bush and even before that. So, you know, I feel that when you compare my record with the record of our adversaries and our enemies, you'll see that they use weapons, they use violence, they use intimidation, they use lies and propaganda, and they use the force of government to compel us and to make us conform. But we have truth, and we have honesty, and we are right. And, you know, if you want to check out what the real matter of this is, my extradition, check Karen Tandy's statement that she released on the day of my arrest on July 29, 2005. You can go to our website, noextradition.net, and read what Karen Tandy said. She drips with contempt about all my political activities, right? And remember, the DEA is committed to suppressing all, you know, all opponents of prohibition, whether they're, you know, growing marijuana or just advocating. Their job is to make sure marijuana stays illegal and that any movement to legalize marijuana is suppressed. Because ultimately, our side will win out if we're allowed to talk. It's like Hitler. People wouldn't allow a person like Hitler to stay in power for too long if you had a free press, if you had the right to get rid of them, right? So the way Hitler stopped people from doing that is by outlawing trade unions, outlawing newspapers, banning all the free press, and suppressing everybody. Only then can an evil person, a dictator, or someone like that abuse the people when they don't have access to alternatives. So, you know, we've always been fighting for peaceful democratic change. We've given all our money to groups advocating peaceful democratic change, and I certainly have nothing to be ashamed of. And if the United States is determined to extradite me, then I am entrusting that the people of Canada will organize and get together in such strong numbers as to get the Justice Minister to either repudiate the extradition or to have a motion passed in Parliament refusing to let me be extradited.
Right, definitely. Yeah, you're saying a lot of true words, and I'd like to thank you very much for appearing on our show today. And I'd like to promote, again, the Freedom Festival and Global Marijuana March this Saturday.
Yes, come and see the Prince of Pot, meet my wife, Jody Emery, and I. We're editors of Cannabis Culture Magazine. We'll be there signing copies of the latest issue for $5. And I'd love to meet anybody, and I'm in Toronto all weekend long meeting people all throughout. So check Facebook.com for my schedule, and everybody in the metro area, I hope I can run into you.
Definitely. All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Emery.
Bye now.
All right, bye. And that was Mr. Mark Emery, who will be in town this Saturday, May 3rd, 2008, for the Toronto Freedom Festival in Queen's Park North. Bring your friends, bring positive vibes, good times, sunscreen, a hat, protest signs. These are the things they want you to bring. What they don't want you to bring is children under 17, dogs, alcohol, negative attitudes, and chemicals. For more information, you can check out Mark Emery's site, CannabisCulture.com, as well as his media site, which is pot.tv, and also the globalmarijuanamarch.ca for more info on that event. And we are going to be right back with Word of Mouth Wednesday, Josephine Lim's interview. But first, we're going to throw it to a classical music track, something to get you in the mood for this Saturday. This is KRS-One, I Can't Wake Up.
4, 3, 2, on one, you will be asleep. One.
I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm dreaming about being a blunt. I'm running around and I just can't wake up. I'm dreaming about being a blunt. I'm walking around and I just can't wake up. I'm trying to wake up, I can't wake up. So I run and jump. Someone yell, get that blunt, get that blunt. Now I'm thinking this is major. I got a bunch of people chasing me with a razor. I don't like this dream as a blunt, but I can't get out of it and I can't seem to wake up. So I'm running and racing. Blunt smokers are chasing, this is insane. I'm caught by House of Pain. I pick up, they said they gotta put my head out. They slipped my back and all the tobacco fell out. Now I'm hollowed, wet, thin, and yes, ready. They poured the shoe, pain gently and re-wet me. I'm in the mouth, yo, I can't.
Wake up, I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up.